理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 23.
修改合同。
Revision of a contract. Section A, listening. 1. Pre-listening vocabulary.
Sealed.
Unsealed.
Executed contract.
Executory contract.
Express contract.
Implied contract.
Purchase order.
Sales confirmation.
Modify.
Specify.
Leave.
Gap.
Application of the law.
Vague.
Open to interpretation.
Implication.
2. Hush. Then listen.
A contract may be formal or informal, oral or written, sealed or unsealed. An executed contract is one that has been fully carried out by both parties.An executory contract is one that is yet to be performed. In an express contract, all the terms are definitely stated. There is also the implied contract, the terms of which are not fully expressed but are fully understood by both parties. The contract, which is generally adopted in import and export business, is the formal written contract, that's to say, a sales contract or a purchase contract.Sometimes, it is in the form of a purchase order when countersigned by the seller, or a sales confirmation when countersigned by the buyer. Parties to a contract generally have the freedom to agree to any contract terms. If they feel the terms unsatisfactory, they have the right to modify them. But in some transactions, the law may specify all or some of the contract terms.If terms are left out of the contract, the gaps will be filled in by application of the law. To the extent that the terms are vague, open to interpretation, or left to implication or custom, the parties will have to rely on the law to determine the rights and obligations. So, whether a contract is valid or not is the main concern of the business people. Section B, Speaking Up. 1.Typical dialogue. 1. Background information. Mr. Nick Price, an Israeli businessman, is leaving China. Before he leaves, he receives a fax from home asking him to modify the shipment clause. He Xu deals with the matter.
Mr. Nick Price.
Mr. He Xu, representative of a Chinese company. 2. Practical dialogue.
There is something urgent I have to discuss with you before I leave.
Go ahead, please.
Yesterday evening, I received a fax from my home office.
Giving the fax to Mr. He?
You may read it.
Oh, my God. You want to modify the shipping terms instead of 2 equal shipments in June and July to have 80% for the first shipment and the balance for the second.
Can that be arranged?
Well, I'm not sure whether our factory can rearrange its production schedule.
It's really troublesome, I know, especially when everything has been set according to the contract.
I'll do my best. As soon as I get a reply from our factory, I'll send you a fax.
Good. Thank you.
It seems we have to revise the contract. We can make an additional agreement attached to the contract.
I apologize again for the inconveniences caused.
No need of apology. Let's strive for our closer cooperation in the future.
Thank you. It's very kind of you to do so.
My pleasure. See you. 2. Typical dialogue. 1. Background information. Mr. Long, the French businessman, and Mr. Gong Yunfei, negotiator of a Chinese plant, are now discussing the payment terms of the contract.
Mr. Long.
Mr. Gong Yunfei. 2. Practical dialogue.
In front of you is the draft of the contract. It is based on our negotiation agreement on the financial arrangement. If you have any questions or want to make any change in the wording and phrasing, please feel free to let me know.
In fact, I do have a point to discuss with you.
Good. I will pay attention to your suggestion.
Perhaps you still remember the guarantee I proposed last Friday.
Yes, you asked me to guarantee that by the time our issuance LC is due, the accumulative value of our purchases from you should be the same as the value of our LC.
Yes. Earlier, I asked you to open a 90-day usance LC, right?
Right.
I'd like to make a little change. I want to ask you to open a 120-day usance LC for 2/3 of your purchase value. The balance will be covered by another LC, depending on the amount purchased.
Well, that's all right.
If you agree to this point, would you please revise the contract terms accordingly?
All right.
4. Vocabulary aid. Dialogue 1.
Urgent.
Modify.
Rearrange.
Production schedule.
Additional agreement.
Attach to.
Inconvenience.
Strive for.
Dialogue 2.
Financial arrangement.
Wording and phrasing.
Feel free to do.
Guarantee.
Usance LC.
Do.
Accumulative value.
Accordingly.